Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette launches chip sale project this week. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The city of Gillette kicked off its annual chip sale project Monday, August 11th, bringing temporary closures and parking restrictions to several streets. Crews will work in order on 6th, 5th, 4th, and 3rd streets, followed by Emerson, Cary, Warren, Ross, and Overland Trail. The chip sale process, spraying hot liquid asphalt, covering it with rock chips, and rolling them into place, is expected to take about 2 days. Sweeping loose chips began Monday afternoon and will last roughly 3 days. Today, Tuesday, August 12th, contractors will start fog sealing, applying a diluted asphalt mix over the compacted chips, a process expected to wrap up in 2 days. Each street will close for about 2 hours during both chip and fog seal work. No parking will be allowed on affected streets from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Those streets will remain open during sweeping. BLM sells 3.4 million board feet of timber rights in northeast Wyoming. The Bureau of Land Management has sold more than 3.4 million board feet of timber rights on two public land parcels in northeast Wyoming, both to the same buyer. According to a press release from the BLM, the state line timber sale located along the Wyoming-South Dakota border went to Nyman, a Wyoming timber company, for $165,640 and includes about 2.4 million board feet of ponderosa pine. Nyman also purchased rights to another 1 million board feet in Crook County's Goldie Divide area for $52,780. According to the BLM, sales will supply critical materials for construction and other industries while supporting local jobs. The agency says the projects are also aimed at improving forest health, reducing wildfire risk, enhancing public safety, and improving wildlife habitat and grazing conditions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.